My attention to lack attracts more lack.
Every subject is really two subjects. There is the subject of what you are wanting, and there is the subject of its lack. Regarding your body, since every thought that you think is filtered through your perspective of this body, if this body does not feel the way you want it to feel, it is a very natural thing that a large number of your thoughts, a very imbalanced proportion of your thoughts, would be slanted toward the lack side of the equation rather than toward the truly desired side of the equation. From your place of lack, you will attract only more of that, and that is the reason most diets do not work. You're aware of your fat, you are aware of the body looking the way you do not want it to look, and so when it gets bad enough that you can't stand it anymore, either from your perspective or because others are scowling at you, then you say, I can't bear this negative place anymore. I'm going on a diet and I'm going to get rid of all of this stuff that I do not want. And yet your attention is given to the stuff that you do not want, and so you hold it to you. The way to get where you want to be is to give your full attention toward what you do want, and to not give your attention to what you do not want.